Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 26th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Fitzroy, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Viking 973 expected southern Sweden 1001 by 1800 Tuesday. New low expected Seoul 1005 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira. Cyclonic 5 to 7 becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later in Viking. Showers moderate upour becoming good later. South Utsira 40s, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 later in 40s, showers moderate or good. Cromarty, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering north 3 or 4 later, showers good, occasionally moderate. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fisher, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest, 5 or 6, veering west 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, then showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 in far northwest, showers moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic mainly southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 5 to 7 later, becoming cyclonic later in Seoul. Thundery showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, Shannon. West 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Irish Sea, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly 5 and northwest Bailey. Showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, backing west later in Faroes. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. And Southeast Iceland. Northerly 4 or 5, backing westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 and north. Showers, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 25th of November. Tyree Automatic, northwest 3, 16 miles at 1,000, rising. Stornoway, north by west 5, slight rain, 5 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Lerwick, north by west 6, slight rain, 16 miles, 987, rising quickly. Wick Automatic, northwest by north 5, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 992, rising quickly. Aberdeen, west-northwest, 5, 19 miles, 993, rising quickly. Lucas, west by south, 4, more than 38 miles, 996, rising quickly. Boomer, west-southwest, 5, 22 miles, 998, rising. Bridlington, southwest, 3, 1002, rising. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, west 5, 11 miles, 1,011. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south, 5, 1010, rising. Jersey, southwest by west, 5, 12 miles, 1013, rising. Channel light vessel automatic, west-southwest, 5, 1011. Scilly automatic, west 4, slight rain, 16 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west by north, 4, slight rain, 22 miles, 1007, rising. Aberporth, southwest 3, slight drizzle, 19 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Valley, west by south, 4, 19 miles, 1005, rising. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by west, 4, recent rain, 6 miles, 1005, rising. Valencia, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1009, rising. Ronald's Way, west southwest 3, 19 miles, 1003, rising. Malin Head, west by north 4, recent drizzle 16 miles, 1002, rising. And Macrahanish automatic, northwest by west 5, rain 2 miles, 1001, rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 25th of November 2024. The general situation. Winds will tend to ease across the United Kingdom during Monday night and Tuesday morning as pressure gradually rises, with the wind then remaining mainly light or moderate in strength across Scotland later on Tuesday and during Wednesday. However, an Atlantic low will move northeastwards across the English Channel during Wednesday, bringing rain and strong winds to southern parts of England and Wales. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly and northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and north, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly northerly 2 or 3 later in south. Showers, squally at first in north, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers later, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later, then becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, thundery at times, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate at first, and poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then east, 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, then becoming east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good. Isle of Man, west 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, west to southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming easterly or northeasterly later. Showers good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4, then northeast 2 to 4 later. Showers good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly, mainly 4 or 5, but 6 at first in north, becoming variable, mainly northeasterly, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, north 7, a gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, backing northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north and west. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Vijay Alice in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Singapore and Los Angeles. Breaking news that Donald Trump says he'll introduce 25% tariffs on goods entering the US from Mexico and Canada. He's posted that on Truth Social in the last hour, just as Wall Street was celebrating one of its own getting the top job at the US Treasury. We'll have reaction from both countries. Also, is the rising cost of energy behind thousands of job losses in the German steel industry? With cryptocurrency nearing $100,000, we'll go back to basics on the risks and rewards. And in the week of Black Friday, we lift the lid on the techniques they're using to boost your pre-Christmas spending. Those stories coming in Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Do stay with us if you can. First, the latest BBC World News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A judge in the United States has dismissed the criminal case accusing President-elect Donald Trump of attempting to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election. The special prosecutor, Jack Smith, had requested the charges be dropped. Here's our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
Citing a Justice Department policy that bans the prosecution of a sitting president, the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, said the case should be dismissed without prejudice, which means the charges could be refiled after Donald Trump finishes his second term in office. Mr. Smith said the merits or strength of the case had no bearing on the outcome, which was based on a constitutional requirement that it should be dismissed before the defendant is inaugurated. For the same reason, he requested that a separate case in which Mr. Trump was charged with improperly storing classified documents should also be dropped. In a post on his social media platform, the president-elect said the cases should never have been brought.
The Biden administration says it's pushing as hard as it can to ensure the success of a draft ceasefire plan to end the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. A State Department spokesman said significant progress had been made towards achieving a truce in Lebanon. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has called a meeting of his security cabinet on Tuesday to discuss the proposal. A Lebanese MP, Najat Saliba, told the BBC many in Lebanon's parliament would welcome a deal.
Hezbollah is now ready to do a peace deal and separate also from Gaza. From the statements that we have seen of or heard from some leaders of Hezbollah, that they have negotiated a deal where they have accepted the implementation of the UN Resolution 1701 with no conditions.
The UN's Middle East peace envoy has warned the Security Council that the two-state solution is